Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A-double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Well, hello, everybody. Once again, it's the morning after. This is Granny Hulkster, your host for this morning. Joining me, as always, is Rat Boy. How you doing this afternoon, Rat Boy?
I just got to say one thing. Got orange juice, everybody?
Yes, fans. Rat Boy had to send Granny a video this morning that took place from AEW last night. Looked like the Inner Circle got all juiced up, and old Chris Jericho was not very happy. He's like, "You just totally destroyed my $7,000 jacket." You know, I'm sorry. Who would want to pay $7,000 for a jacket? I wouldn't, but that's not me.
Not
that's
me.
Him. But I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny.
Well, what is that? I think they knew it was going to. I think they knew it was going to happen. But I tell you what, Jericho, why did you wear your $7,000 jacket in the ring anyway? If it's going to happen anyway, you know what I'm saying?
If you knew you were going to get juiced, why wear your big old expensive jacket?
Right. You know? That's what I'm asking about because. Jacket don't worth no $7,000. Maybe it worth maybe $100. He probably got it at the red, white, and blue, or maybe a Goodwill store just to show it off to everybody. You know,
it didn't look like no $7,000 jacket to me. I mean, his other jacket that he used to wear in WWE was a lot more blingier than that.
Right.
You know, the one that he would come out that it lit up. Oh, there's Stro. Oh, good. Hold on here. Well, good morning, Stro. How are you? Thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here with you guys. I'm just lovely.
Hey, Stro, I got a question for you.
Oh, okay.
I
what
got a
that
good
wrestling?
Question for you. Got orange juice?
What about orange juice?
Do you have orange juice? I mean, the Inner Circle got juiced last night at AEW. I thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Jericho was whining and crying that he got his $7,000 jacket totally ruined by orange juice.
Well, they had some good matches last night. One of them being the Sonny Kiss Cody Rhodes match was really good, I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was
yes,
a very good
I
match.
Loved it.
And the main event? I thought it was really solid with Moxley and Brian Cage. And I think the whole Brian Cage-Taz pairing is genius because Taz is like the perfect mouthpiece for Brian Cage. And turned out he's coming a great manager. I mean, who would have thought Taz, of all people, would be one of the best managers out there right now. But he's doing good.
Yeah, but you saw who came back last night? Darby Allin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to see him back. And speaking of managers, Vicky Guerrero is now the new manager for Nyla Rose, which that pairing will be interesting.
Yep.
Wow.
I called that shot a couple weeks ago about that. When she said it last week, I said Vicky Guerrero might be her manager. I called that shot. And I just said it had to be her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she had that attitude last night, Vicky Guerrero, that I never saw before. From her.
Yeah, it's great to see her on TV again.
Yeah.
And, of course, last night with Wrestling with History, they had an awesome interview with Malia Hosaka. If you didn't get a chance to catch the show last night, fans, please go back to VOC Nation and listen to the show. I mean, great interview. I mean, it was an amazing. I love the interview. I mean, they didn't have time to take any callers after the interview last night, but it was a solid interview. I mean, very well done. Malia Hosaka is just, she's fascinating. And I know you've worked with her, Stro, I'm sure, back in the day, and she's an amazing lady.
Many years. As tough as they come, too. And really nice lady, and just pretty straightforward, and I mean, honest, and I mean, and she's still going strong. It's she's tough.
Yes, she is. She is. She's very tough.
The matches she had a while back, I've seen personally, matches on events with her and Debbie Combs were really, really solid. I really enjoyed their matches together.
Mm-hmm. So,
Did you get her name right, by the way? Did you ever pronounce her name right? You had to pronounce her name. On in the room.
Who, Brady? I think he finally started getting it right, close to it. He was pretty close to it the other day. I mean, Bruce brought him on for a few minutes last night after the interview. He was really the only call that they took was Brady. But, I think he was getting pretty close to getting her name right finally. But, of course, tonight we've got WCW Retro, and who's going to be your guest tonight, Stro? Share with the listeners on that.
Manager Chaz Moretti of the Chicago area. So looking forward to interviewing Chaz. Always a great guy, and always a pleasure to have him as a regular in the room, for sure.
It'll be a fun time, for sure. So, fun time. So what other news do you have, Rat Boy, that you want to share with us and the listeners
today? Okay, I got two bad news for everybody.
Okay.
Some bad news.
All right.
Bad news?
This is bad news, okay?
Bad news, Barrett?
I've got some bad news for you.
This is going down in history now, okay? This is bad news going down in history. For 27 years, the TV show Monday Night Raw had dropped from 1.56 million views this Monday.
Wow.
That is bad news.
The company's going
downhill because nobody ain't going to be watching it no more because they're saying that the feature, the main event with the female tag team, you know, and it just dropped big time.
Wow.
But they've been saying Wednesday nights they're getting better ratings all around for NXT and wait a minute, Rabbit, let me finish. NXT and AEW Dynamite. They've been saying the Wednesday nights have been getting better ratings for both programs.
On Raw, the first hour, they drew 1.7 million views. Second hour, 1.6 million views.
And that's with no competition either.
and plus, the third hour, it really got to 1.5 million views within that hour. I'm like, wow.
Well, that's why they don't have Granny Hulkster on the program. That's why their ratings are kind of needing help.
Oh, now I'm sure, Stro, that if Granny was on Monday Night Raw, I don't know how well. They might get a few more viewers. I don't know. I don't know. I would hope. Yeah. I would hope they would, but
it'll be through the roof, Granny. It'll be through the roof.
Well, we can only hope. Maybe someday, you know, Granny will make her appearance on Monday Night Raw. I'll have to put that on my bucket list, Stro. We'll see if that ever happens.
I'm definitely DVRing that one, for sure.
That would be kind of fun, though. I mean, I would enjoy that.
All right, you ready for the other bad news?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to roll
Fred,
today.
Let's get all the bad news out of the way before we start talking good news. So.
Right.
He's taking over Barrett's gimmick, the bad news. Bad news wrestler.
I know, he is. He is. I've got some bad news. So what's your other bad news,
Rat Boy? WrestleMania 37 is going Tampa, Florida next year.
That's bad news.
Yes, it is. Because they're supposed to be doing
it
in Hollywood.
For Hollywood. It's bad news
for Hollywood.
For Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's good news,
that's good
for,
news
Tampa,
for Tampa,
bad news for Hollywood, you know, so.
Yeah, right? More orange juice for WrestleMania. Awesome.
Yeah, with a lot of orange juice. That's a showcase state down there, right? A lot of orange juice down there.
Sure is.
I wonder how much Florida paid how much squeeze those oranges this year, just put it on Jericho.
I don't know. That would be, I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah, they decided they're going to move WrestleMania 37 to Tampa next year, because the governor of that state. So you owe us one. And that's where they got to put it. Next year.
Cool.
They ain't going to wait until another 5 or 10 years to have WrestleMania down there. You know, they want it now. They want it next year.
They want some OJ.
Yeah, a lot of OJ. So yeah. I think WrestleMania 38 will be in Hollywood, maybe.
Who knows? Who knows? So, fans, of course, you know, check out all the amazing shows on VOCNation.com. You know, listen on your favorite podcast. Check out the Pro Wrestling Tees, the merchandise. We've got awesome shirts out there right now. Shelly Martinez, Brady Hicks in the room, the VOC Nation shirt. WCW Retro, Ken Resnick has a shirt. Kathy Fitz has got a shirt, Better Call Kathy. My goodness, there's like 8 or 10 shirts out there right now on the website to check out. So go check out the merchandise. Stro, you got anything else to plug? I know we plugged WCW Retro tonight. You got anything else you'd like to plug today, sir?
Well, just Friday night midnight on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. We'll be another edition of the Stro Zone, and this Friday night's feature will be The Brain That Wouldn't Die. So check it out. 1960.
Oh, wow.
Man,
wow.
You sure show Swamp Thing. That would have been better. Because it is Extreme Rules this weekend.
Oh, yeah, Extreme Rules is this weekend. Can't forget that. Extreme Rules.
The swamp match with Bryant and Strowman, yeah.
And then we have the Eye for an Eye match.
Tomorrow.
Eye for an Eye match.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
I'll be giving my predictions of Extreme Rules. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose?
Oh,
wow.
Stop the press.
That will be an amazing time.
I'm going to say it's going to be a sloppy, wet, eyeball matches all over the place.
Good.
Oh, rat boy. What are we going to do with you?
Yeah, break out
the
fan. Oh,
my. So, rat boy, we got any other news today?
That's it. There's probably no news.
That's it? No news?
That's it.
I want
to ask you guys something, okay? Both of you. How much will you pay me if I took a glass of orange juice and pour it over Brady's head?
Oh, Oh, my. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that rat boy. I mean.
Does he like orange juice?
Does he like orange juice, rat boy?
I don't know. I know. I like it once in a while, but I don't know about Brady.
Okay.
Always have orange juice with a little bit of vodka in it, you know.
Ah.
Oh,
well, guys, I guess that's about it for today. You know, no more, you know, pretty quiet in the world of news out there. And, you know, just like I said, check out VOCNation.com, listen to your favorite podcast. You know, check out the merchandise. You know, we have advertising going on right now for VOC Nation. You can get your advertising for as little as $25. You know, WCW Retro tonight. 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Chaz Moretti is going to be the special guest. It's always a fun time on WCW Retro. And then, of course, you know, Extreme Rules is coming up this weekend. So, I guess, guys, we're going to call it a day. And I want to thank Stro for joining us again. It's always a pleasure, Stro. You know, you're always welcomed anytime, and it always makes the show so much fun when you're on here with us, and we very much appreciate you, my friend. And I'm looking forward to WCW Retro tonight. I'll probably be doing laundry while I'm listening to the show, because Granny's got we're going to be gone this weekend. We're going to Harrison, Arkansas for our Moose Legion celebration. So I've got to get packed, got to get ready for my little family trip. And so, and then I found out yesterday, guys, I've got to go to Little Rock next Tuesday for that big meeting at the hotel for our conference next month. So Granny's going to be traveling next Tuesday. So I probably will not be on the show next Tuesday. I'll be in Little Rock at meetings all day long at the hotel, and meetings with the chapter and everything like that, getting ready for our big state conference next month on the 20th to the 23rd of August. And always a fun time, but it's just, you know, so much uncertainty with all this craziness going on in the world, you know. And God love everybody, you know, just everybody stay safe and take care of each other. Be good to each other. And I guess we'll just plan on talking to everybody tomorrow. So everybody have a great day and
be safe.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calchico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey Podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steiger of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.